This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
What do circumcision, men's virility, staying safe in today's sexual environment all have in common? Whether a man is gay, straight, bi, trans, any sexual preference, a man can feel embarrassed talking to their doctors about sex. Men don't like to go to doctors. They don't want to see their urologist. They don't want to get their prostate checked. They don't want to talk to their doctor about sex and virility and erections and Viagra. They get embarrassed. That's just what men do. It's usually us women who shove the man to the doctor to discuss these issues. In the first place, my guest is Dr. Dudley Danoff. He's the founder and president of the prestigious Cedars-Sinai Tower Urology Medical Group in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Wonderful to have you here as always, Dr. Danoff. So tell us about the five questions that you think every gay man should be asking their doctor that they're not.
Well, I mean, the one is always, is everything okay down there, doc? And, you know, not only gay men, but all men are obsessed with size. Is it big enough? Is it hard enough? Is it long enough? So the first thing I want to say, no phalloplasty. There's no way you can make it larger. No legitimate way. Don't even think about it. You want to make it larger, look through a magnifying glass, you know, the instant penis enlarger. So phalloplasty or any kind of enlargement is just off the table. Be happy with what you have. Most partners don't care how long or fat or wide it is, just how firm it is, and attach it to a nicer guy with an American Express card. That's the deal.
You are a good, good doctor. What else?
Well, I think, should I get a PSA? PSA is very, very important in all men over 40, perhaps a little bit earlier, if there's a family history of prostate cancer. The way we cure prostate cancer is with the early diagnosis. We have the robot. A one-day hospitalization preserves potency, preserves continence, get a PSA, get the diagnosis early, get cured. So I would say that would be the second one. I think the third one in particular is the use of the Viagra class of drugs, the so-called PDE5 inhibitors, with particular reference to the gay community. Many of these patients are on protease inhibitors. So they have to take the very smallest dose. They're particularly sensitive to this drug. And then if you go to a gay party and you're doing crystal meth or cocaine or ecstasy or ketamine, you can have serious cardiac and neurologic problems. So, you know, really, really beware about that. Otherwise, these drugs, the little blue pill, the safest in the world, millions and millions and millions of doses, a $1 billion industry. It's the greatest thing that happened to an erection since chopped liver.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the greatest thing that's happened to an erection, but, you know. Now, what about diseases, HPV, AIDS, all those kind of things?
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about HPV. First of all, about 79 people in this country are currently infected, and about 14 million more get infected each year. There is an FDA-approved vaccine called Gardasil that's been recommended to females, particularly in the gay population. It's very important partners let other partners or their partners know that they have it. It's often been associated with anal cancer. I certainly recommend any gay man or even any straight man, if he has recurrent HPV, get vaccinated with the Gardasil. It's off-label for a male, but I highly recommend it. And then with regard to HIV, AIDS, knowing that your partner has passed an AIDS test is just not always enough, as the virus can be transmitted before it shows up in a test. And remember, anybody that you're having unprotected sex with, that's a template of everybody that they had sex with prior to you. So buyer beware.
Absolutely. And that's good advice. And really for any human out there, if you're out there in the, you know, single world, if you're out there having sex with people, you need to be careful of those sorts of things. And HPV has been approved for boys as well as teenage boys. I know my son just finished his course of it, and my daughter has yet to do it, but she will be doing it soon. So that's a really good thing to do. Now, just men in general, what do you think is the best advice? If you were to tell women listening how to get their man into the doctor, how to get them to get checked, how to get them to keep up with their physicals the way we, Dr. Danoff, women, we don't even question it. We start at 16 with our pap smears and then our mammograms at 35, and there's just no humility. It's just, you're just there. You got to do
it. Look, every man looks in the mirror in the morning and thinks he's indestructible. He wants to catch, you know, the winning touchdown in the last 30 seconds of the last quarter of the Super Bowl. So it is very, very difficult. I am not a woman. I think you have to appeal to a man's sensitivity. Sweetheart, you're doing it for me. I know you're a macho guy, but many times erectile dysfunction is the forerunner or is the red flag for hypertension, for diabetes, for hypercholesterolemia, for any number of underlying illnesses. So you got to get your man at least to be checked, speak to the doctor. Men hate it. I'm a physician. I go to a physician about once in 3 years when I have to renew my life insurance and somebody says you need a physical. So we all consider ourselves to be indestructible, and we're not. So appeal to his sensitivity, do one for the Gipper.
I told my husband if he didn't go for his physical, I would find a urologist for him with big hands.
There you go. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I do too. And I'm sure he's not going to like it either, but he better go because these things now, PSA, just quickly, because we have just a few minutes left. Yes. When's the first time a man should get his PSA checked?
Well, I think at age 40 is the recommendation, and you're vulnerable between the ages of 40 and 65. If there's a family history of prostate cancer, probably age 35. If you're African-American, in which the incidence of prostate cancer is higher, probably 35. I'm not sure it's recommended by the American Urologic Association, but certainly in my practice, we're seeing men in their late 30s and early 40s with prostate cancer. And if that is not diagnosed at that urge in the age, in the early stage, I mean, that is a death wish. So 40 is the cutoff number, and although PSA is not a perfect test because other things elevate a PSA, unfortunately, it's the best one we have, and amongst the things that elevate PSA is prostate cancer.
Well,
so
absolutely.
It's important. It's a great test.
It is a great test, and it's just a piece of cake. It's nothing, and really even
the digital
exam.
No, it's a little blood test.
It's a little blood test thing, and even that digital exam, geez, we women have been poked and prodded for years. Now, what about hypertension in men? You know, you see men, as you say, with erectile dysfunction and all these things. We only have about a minute and a half left. So when you see men with hypertension, what do you think is one of the more important things for them in their, you know, in their life to take care of?
Well, certainly the hypertension. So many men ignore the hypertension because it affects erectile function. And many men take antihypertensive drugs, which lower blood pressure, dilate the vessels, and decrease flow of blood to the penis. And it makes it harder for them to get an erection. And I say, hey, take your hypertensive medicine. We can deal with a limp organ, but we don't want you to stroke out and get paralyzed. So take care of the hypertension first. We could do other things to take care of the erection. So that's my advice.
Because that's where I was going with that, because they do kind of all go together. And, you know, just listeners, especially you women, get your man to the doctor. Explain to them it's so important that men get their physicals just as we women do. And if you go and see an amazing doctor like Dr. Dudley Danoff at Cedars-Sinai Tower Urology Medical Group, I'm going to send my husband to him, except for that we're in Chicago and he's in Los Angeles, but you never know. He might want to move here. So, you know, get your husbands to the doctor, get your spouses, partners, all of it. Men, you need to take care of yourselves and watch all that physical stuff. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. Listen anytime on demand or on the go. Thanks so much for listening and stay well. Days going digital and your healthcare records going digital, everything. Is it good? Is it